Defang the state. It looks to me like a substantial part of the population of the world would like less authoritarian forms of governance. There are a lot of us who'd like to decrease the power of authoritarians. How can we most effectively do that? Much of the work has already been done. You can check the linguistic poll results by saying two words, authoritarian, and then libertarian. Now listen to yourself. Which of the two words did you say with the most positive inflection? Now try it for slavery and freedom, because that's the same two concepts dressed up in slightly different rhetoric. If you have the most positive feelings about libertarian and freedom, I'd think you're in alignment with most people. If you have positive feelings toward freedom, and negative feelings toward libertarian, then you probably have a problem with logical consistency. If you have the most positive feelings toward the words authoritarian and slavery, then you're probably a danger to yourself and others, and you probably don't understand the negative consequences of choosing a life of crime. Sooner or later, we'll have to say no to the statist authoritarians, or else they will just end up killing us whenever they feel like it. I mean, even more than they already do. Too many of us fall prey to authoritarian trickery. If we believe taxation is not armed robbery because the state has some legal magic to clean up the armed robbery cooties from taxation, if we believe that, then we're being played big time by the authoritarian state and its minions. If we believe incarceration is appropriate for nonviolent offenses, then we've lost all sense of balance. Incarceration is kidnapping, torture, and slavery. And it remains kidnapping, torture, and slavery, no matter how much lipstick is applied. It's totally inappropriate to introduce the violent act of kidnapping into an otherwise nonviolent disagreement. We're encouraged by the fake news to get excited because some politician disobeys some obscure campaign finance regulation. But we're supposed to ignore the easily provable fact that the same politician and his friends commit millions of armed robberies daily. That hypocritical view is logically inconsistent, totally unscientific, and an existential threat to the human race. The claim that the law is applied equally to everyone is obviously a big lie. If you go out and start collecting taxes at the point of a gun, how long will it be before you get busted? Meanwhile, government thugs are allowed to plunder the people at will. The divine right of kings to rule was rejected by the people for many sound reasons. the divine right of bureaucrats to rule is equally absurd. Governments do some good things, but that's vastly outweighed by the harm they do. Maybe we could stop the governments from harming us and keep and expand the few constructive services they provide. To do that, we need to give people the right to refuse to pay taxes, and also the right to refuse to obey orders from government minions. I know that's probably going to be a little bit difficult. So we should look at the rewards we can get for instituting and defending the right of refusal for everyone. When we look honestly at the prospect of a world with dramatically less violence and deceit, I think we'll find that truly abolishing slavery is more than worth the effort of standing up to the violent and deceitful minions of the state. There are many, many more of us than there are minions of the state. If we all decide we want more freedom, we'll get more freedom. Enough people living and speaking the truth can create a truth storm that will blow away the rotten statist house of cards. We just need to keep saying no until the statists are forced to accept the fact that their racket has lasted for thousands of years, but its time has come and gone. The ignorant and gullible masses that provided fodder for authoritarian schemes are rapidly shrinking in number. They're being replaced by people who understand the dangers of out-of-control governments. The people don't need to use violence. The people don't need to use deceit. If enough of us embrace the truth and take appropriate, nonviolent, and constructive action, most of the evil can be drained from the authoritarian swamps around the world. Imagine a society where you have the right to refuse to do anything. You have the total right to just stay right where you are and do nothing until you die. Obviously, very few people are going to choose that option. People get cold, hungry, sick, lonely, and they tend to want to do something about it. So people are going to want to do things that solve their problems. Our society is now structured to keep us from simply doing things to solve our problems. We try to do something reasonable and constructive, and we run into licenses, permits, and many other forms of government interference with free trade. These barriers keep us from doing what we need to do and want to do. In a free society, if you want to do something, you just do it. And if someone complains, then you deal with that. In a free society, you try your best to do things that no one will complain about because complaints cut into your profit margin. If someone does complain and you feel you're at fault, you should make amends. If you think the complaint is not justified, you should provide a clear and logical explanation why you think you didn't cause a problem. If we can just keep the art of the deal from being sullied by government meddling, then we can start to make some real progress and solve some real problems. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.